practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio like we've done for so many years now to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Today, we're going to begin the program with a song that's entitled, I've Been Redeemed, and I trust that today you can say that you've been redeemed because you've trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Here's the song, I've Been Redeemed.
Come just as I am. For in Jesus I believe, heaven's gift I now receive. He has given life, I've been redeemed.
He has welcomed every lost soul in. He has given victory and the freedom from our sin. We are all made new.
We know God's word is true. Jesus Christ has given us new life.
Won't you come accept this gift today? Jesus is the Lamb of God, the life, the truth, the way.
Heaven can be home. You will never be alone. Jesus offers you eternal life. I've been redeemed by the blood of Calvary's Lamb, washed in the blood when I come just as I am. For in Jesus I believe, heaven's gift I now receive. He has given life, I've been redeemed. To proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I've been redeemed by the blood of Calvary's Lamb, washed in the blood when I come just as I am. For in Jesus I believe, heaven's gift I now receive. He has given life, I've been redeemed. For in Jesus I believe, heaven's gift I now receive. He has given life. I've been redeemed.
Well, I trust this morning you can say that you've been redeemed simply because of the fact that you've trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. You know, the Bible teaches us that we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God, but that the wages of sin is death, and yet the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And to be redeemed means to be purchased from the market of sin. And that's just what Jesus Christ did when he went to the cross nearly 2,000 years ago. He suffered and bled and died on that cross, and through shedding his blood, he paid the price of sin, which is death, to redeem us, to purchase us, as it were, out of the market of sins, so that we could have the forgiveness of sins and eternal life with Jesus Christ in heaven, in the land without tears, and in a time without end. And so I trust today that you can say that you've been redeemed. If you can't say that, all you need to do is to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask him to save you. That's what Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. Have you done that? I trust that you have. If you haven't, I would encourage you to do so right now, right there by the radio, by simply recognizing that you're a sinner, recognizing that Jesus Christ is the Savior, and then saying something like this, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me." Now remember, it's not the words that save, but if the words are the actual true expression of the heart, then of course those words will save, because you're asking the Lord Jesus to save you, and he will, if you truly mean what you're asking him. And then, you know, when you invite Jesus Christ to save you, what that means is that you'll not be on your way to a Christless eternity in the lake of fire, but rather you will be on your way to a Christ-full eternity in heaven, a land without tears in a time without end. And so, beloved, if you've never yet trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, why don't you just call upon his name right there, right now, right where you are, and say, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me." He will forgive you. He will redeem you. He will give you eternal life. And if you make that decision today, if you make that your personal prayer, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and we will send you a little booklet that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Our address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you could call us at 814-944-2894. And so if this morning you trusted Jesus Christ as Savior and you asked the Lord Jesus to save you, give us a call, 814-944-2894. Let us know that you've done that. Now, you'll probably have to put your message on voicemail, because there isn't necessarily anybody there at the church right now in the office to answer your prayer, or answer your call, I guess I should say. But the fact of the matter is, if you leave a message there, we will get back to you. And if you've trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, give us your address and we will send you that book that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. And of course, you can email us. That email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. I would also encourage you to visit our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org, and learn more about our ministry there. But we are here, number one, to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, to glorify God. But secondly, if we can help you in your walk with and your relationship with the Lord, we would love to be able to do that as well. Now, we would invite you to visit us today at the Faith Baptist Church. We have Sunday school for all ages this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and then our evening service will be at 6 o'clock tonight. That is this morning, Sunday school at 9:30, our morning service at 10:30, and then our evening service at 6 o'clock this evening. And then every Wednesday, we have a midweek service with the children and the youth meeting at 6:30 in the evening and the adults at 7 o'clock. Truly, we'd invite you to come on out and visit us one of these days, that we might fellowship with each other and that we might be able to encourage each other in the things of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to be gathered around the radio today. Lord, you know everyone under the sound of my voice. You know the need that everyone has. Maybe they have many needs. I don't know, but you know. And Father, I pray that you'll take your word today and use it to minister to those needs. If there are those who are unsaved, it's my prayer that they'll come to Christ today through your word. And if there are believers who need revived, I pray that you'll use your word today to revive them. But Father, I just pray that you encourage believers today, because I know these are days in which many Christians are discouraged. And I pray that today you would take that discouraged Christian and encourage him through your word, through good music, through this program, but ultimately for your glory. And we'll give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now here's an old hymn, but a great hymn, Wonderful Grace of Jesus. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of the Acts. Acts chapter 1, and I would like to read with you verses 8 through 11. Acts chapter 1, verses 8 through 11, where the Word of God says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, from the book of the Acts, chapter 1, verses 8 through 11. And now before I deliver a message entitled Three Types of People, let's listen to another song that I love, and I think that many of you who know it love it as well. It's entitled, "No One Ever Cared for Me Like Jesus."
Mm-hmm. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed his strong and loving arms around me, and he led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me.
You know, as we look at the world around us, we can see many types of people. We see tall people, short people, fat people, skinny people, rich people, poor people, and of course, I can imagine that we could go on and make all sorts of comparisons and contrasts. But as God looks upon the face of the earth, he sees three types of people. And those three types of people are spoken of in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14, 15, 16, and then Chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3. And the three types of people God sees as he looks out on the earth include the natural man, the spiritual man, and the carnal man. Let's take a look at each one of those today from the pages of Scripture to give us a better understanding as to what God sees in people as he looks out upon the earth. First of all, he sees the natural person, the natural man. Notice what 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14 says. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Now, who is the natural man, the natural person? Well, the natural person is the unsaved individual, the person who's never yet trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. They are natural in the sense that they are still living in their trespasses and sins, and they're not yet born again. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, then you are considered the natural person. And notice what it says about the natural person. It says, they receive not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And here's the point. The unsaved person does not understand, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, because the unsaved person does not have the Holy Spirit living within him. You know, the Bible teaches us very clearly that when we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, the Holy Spirit takes up his residency in our lives. And because of that, or I should say as the result of that, he teaches us, he strengthens us, he guides us, he directs us, he works in our lives in order to allow us or to enable us to understand the great truths of God. But you see, the natural person does not have the Holy Spirit. He does not understand the things of God. As it says in this text, they are foolish unto him, foolishness unto him. He cannot know them, because they are spiritually discerned. In other words, the unsaved person can't understand why we as Christians want to go to church. He cannot understand why we as Christians want to read the Bible. He cannot understand why it is that Christians want to go to the mission field and so forth and so on. Basically speaking, he does not understand the Word of God because he does not have the Holy Spirit to teach him. What about you? Are you the natural person in that you've never trusted Christ as Savior and the things of the Word of God and the things of the Lord have no meaning to you? Well, I would encourage you today to trust Christ as Savior. Call upon the name of the Lord, ask him to save you, and he will. The second type of person this passage speaks of is the spiritual person. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. It says, "But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." The natural person is the unsaved person who has not trusted Christ. The spiritual person is the saved person who has trusted Christ and is growing in the Lord. This particular individual understands spiritual things and knows the mind of Christ. This particular person is the one who's in the Word of God every day, and his or her desire is to always do the will of God no matter what. The spiritual person is the one who has that personal relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ and senses the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit in his or her life and lives to please the Lord. What about you? Is that the person that you are? You've trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. You understand spiritual things. You know the mind of Christ and you're growing in the things of the Lord. Well, you see, that's the type of a person that pleases God. And if that describes you, I would encourage you to continue to grow in the things of the Lord today by being in the Word of God day by day and becoming more like Jesus Christ regularly. The natural person is the unsaved person. The spiritual person is the saved person who is growing. But then, as we drop down to chapter 3, of 1 Corinthians, we see that it speaks of the carnal person. Notice what it says, verse 1. "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men?" The natural person is the unsaved person. The spiritual person is the saved person who's growing in Christ. The carnal person is the saved person who remains a babe in Christ. Notice what Paul says there in verse 1 of 1 Corinthians 3. "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal." Carnal, living in the flesh, even as unto babes in Christ. You see, the carnal person is saved, they're born again, but they have never grown. They are spiritually immature, and they are still babes in Jesus Christ. They're spiritually shallow. They do not understand the deep things of the Word of God, simply because of the fact that they don't study the Word of God, and they still need to be taking spiritual milk, because they cannot understand spiritual meat. They just are spiritually immature. And because of this, they live lives that are not pleasing to the Lord. Notice the kind of a life that they live. It says in verse 3 of 1 Corinthians 3, "For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not yet carnal and walk as men?" When it says you walk as men, it says that indicates that the carnal Christian many times just lives like the unsaved person. No spiritual fruit, no spiritual desire, no spiritual direction. And what is their life made up of? It's made up of envying and strife and divisions and just, well, not spiritual fruit, not spiritual growth, not spiritual living. And that's sad. It's sad to see a person who knows the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, but has never yet grown in the Lord. And yet, we find that there are many people like that in the world today. If that describes you, you know Jesus Christ as Savior, but you are a babe in Christ and you've never yet grown in Christ. I would encourage you to repent of your sin of carnality. And then get into the Word of God and begin to grow in the things of the Lord, that you might grow from being a carnal Christian to being a spiritual Christian. Three types of people in the world as God looks upon the world. The natural person, who's the unsaved person. If that's you, trust Jesus Christ as Savior. The spiritual person, who is the saved person who is growing in Christ. If that's you, continue to grow in Christ. And then there's the carnal person, the saved Christian, the saved person who has never grown, still remains a babe. Repent of that sin and begin to grow in Christ by being in the Word of God. Now, if we can help you spiritually in any way in your relationship with God, don't hesitate to contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We would love to do so. We'd love to help you grow from being either the natural or the carnal person to being the spiritual person. And if we can help you do that, contact us. Well, thank you so very much for joining us today. I do trust that you'll go to church today. And until we gather around the radio one more time next Sunday, the Lord willing, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Folks, the best is yet to come. God bless you.
Let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.